USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to discuss whether an FBI informant was infiltrating the Trump campaign back in 2016 for political gain. Vice President Mike Pence discussed this on Fox News earlier today.
The president, I think, is grateful that the Department of Justice is going to have the Inspector General look into it and determine and ensure that there was no surveillance done for political purposes.
Some of the first funerals are starting to take place this week in Santa Fe, Texas, for the victims of the school shooting that took place last week. Rome Schubert was shot, but he survived.
I got about 100, 200 feet away from the our room, and I saw some blood on me. No idea I had even been shot. Somebody came up behind me and said, "You've been shot," and I thought it was somebody else's blood.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Motorists across the country are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices, and those who depend on others for hot meals are also being hit. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles.
Over the weekend, Starbucks came out and said they would allow anyone to use their restrooms whether they made a purchase or not. Well, this created some backlash, as you would expect from some of the normal customers, as their thoughts were that Starbucks would now turn into a possible homeless shelter. Now, Starbucks came out today and clarified their policy, saying that drug use and sleeping is unacceptable at Starbucks. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The situation around Hawaii's erupting volcano continued to worsen over the weekend as lava crossed a highway on the southeast end of the Big Island and reached the ocean, where it created a whole other type of problem. The speed of the moving lava is what really has the National Guard on edge.
It tells you that this particular flow, very fast compared to the earlier lava flows that people might have seen on videos where it's kind of just crawling along, inching along. This is, as far as lava goes, this is pretty fast.
Men in France have to clean up their act when it comes to dealing with women or face new consequences, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Where are you, my little gumbo of chicken? Your French fried shrimp is sizzling for you.
And indeed it is. That's all, folks, for that type of behavior in France, where men now face fines of up to $885 for catcalling or making inappropriate comments to women. The fines can be issued on the spot. The French President Emmanuel Macron says the idea is to make sure women are not afraid to be outside on the streets of France. As to determining the difference between harassment and flirtation, the country's equality minister says women know very well the point where they start feeling intimidated or unsafe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.